Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help others discover that their voice and how they present themselves are tools not only for communication, but for powerful branding as well. So I am super excited to introduce Sally Morgan. Now, every master begins as a disaster, and Sally confesses that she is no exception to that rule. That's why her passion in life is to empower voices and empower lives. A speaker development trainer, author, singer, songwriter, actor, director, Sally brings her performance experience and vocal expertise to help entrepreneurs and executives achieve expert status, authority, and unshakable confidence through powerful communication skills. Well, welcome, Sally. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Wendy. It's very generous of you to have me here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping people become confident and empowering communicators. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Thank you. It's a labor of love, let's say. I absolutely love every minute of what I do.
Yeah,
that's watching people make that transformation. Woo, it's the best.
Yeah, yeah. Well, using our voices in a way that actually supports our expertise versus makes people question our expertise, that's really important work. So, well, Sally, I'm curious, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own speaker training business?
Well, what a great question. I've always trained singers, and I developed the contemporary vocal technique, Sing Like You Speak. And about the time I was developing that, a friend of mine came to me and he said, I've got a friend who's, we want to get this guy elected to political office, but he really sucks in front of a crowd. Okay. And you help him. Okay. And I said, yes. And that was the beginning. And I realized how much I love doing it.
That's great. And obviously, I don't need to ask if he won the election, because that wasn't your doing, but I'm sure he became a much more powerful communicator with having your expertise guidance.
Yes, he did get elected.
Ah, there we go. I didn't want to put you on the spot, but.
he did, and he learned a lot.
Yeah, oh, that's great. And I love the fact that you realize that, wow, this is work that I love doing. This was fun, you know, which is a really important ingredient for that long-term success, right? If it's something that really jazzes us. Well, no pun intended, since we're both musicians, but I just have to say it.
if you can laugh through your day with your clients, a great job.
yes. And unfortunately, I can't really say that I do that with my clients, because not everybody finds sales as being something they can laugh with. but I think that's a great intention I should set. So I love that. Well, so Sally, how long have you had your own speaker training business, and has your mission or vision evolved during that time?
Oh man, yes. I started training singers, I'm gonna tell my age on this one, but probably at 40 years ago.
Okay.
And then I started with speakers, public speakers, at about 25 years ago. And at that time, I would say it was this amorphous blob of a business.
Let's be gentle on ourselves here, Sally.
Oh, excuse me. All right. But I'm so right-brained. I was right-brained.
Okay, so you had this blob of a business.
I had this blob. And then I realized I had to focus, organized, and really set up step-by-step processes. And this was about the time that I started developing the vocal technique, Sing Like You Speak. And in the development of that technique, which is the same technique that I use with business folks, because a voice is a voice, presentation is your body, it's all the same thing. And then I started to narrow it down into something, organize it into something that looks like a business now.
Okay. So it went from a blob to more of a structured type business type look and feel, approach.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And my head changed around it as well.
Ah.
Yeah, because, well, I have an instinct about the voice, and I have an instinct about how to help someone, you know, get past their stage fright to present in front of a group and to let them their best self shine.
Mm.
And when you have an instinct and then you have to craft that into a process,
mm-hmm.
that was the interesting part.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And that is taking the blob into the business type of a structure. Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. But so you started out working with, you know, training singers, and then you went into public speakers. And then from there is when you landed on also entrepreneurs and executives.
Right, right. And you ask about my mission and that. I've been working with this brilliant woman who has been helping me to formulate what really is my purpose. And my purpose is to empower voices and empower people through the techniques that I have developed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's nothing more that people want than to have their voices be empowering. So, there's a huge need out there. Well, so have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your speaker training business?
Yeah, I think this is the part where I laugh again.
Is this a nervous laughter, or is this like
you wouldn't believe.
Okay.
You jumped.
Do tell.
Okay. I probably came out of the womb singing.
Okay. Wasn't crying, it was singing.
It was singing. My family had no clue what to do with me. And I was constantly told growing up that I would never make a living, that blah, blah, blah. There was a lot of stuff around that.
Ouch.
Yeah, ouch. And to bring that into adulthood, which of course I did without knowing, and the negative messages from family, I've worked long and hard to overcome those. And it's constant.
Mm.
Constant hearing my brother say something to me like many, many years ago, and taking that, writing it down, crossing it out, and immediately writing a positive statement.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a lot of techniques like that
right
to overcome, because as I work with people, I know that it's their thoughts about public speaking or their thoughts about putting together a program to do in front of people that color and create that presentation. So working with a positive mindset, and I'm the biggest cheerleader you've ever seen when it comes to my clients.
Right.
Because I know, I've been there, been there, done that. And I know that everyone has the ability to be powerful.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I've seen it happen.
Yeah, that is so, so important. And you shared a technique here that you used to overcome that early and consistent messaging that was given to you about your passion to want to be a singer, as far as just writing and crossing out and then restating more of the truth. Are there any other techniques that you utilized that you might share to get over, that you used to get over this messaging that you received and then that you owned, right? About this passion and vision that you had that others felt wasn't worthy.
I use many techniques, and I'm using a very cute one right now.
Okay,
and
cute.
So I have to tell you about cute.
Okay.
I have a stuffed animal. And the stuffed animal is young Sally. And when I feel those negative messages coming up, fear, anxiety, when I start beating up on myself, which, and we all do these things, I get my little corgi puppy and I talk to it and tell it how much it is loved. And I, again, change those. That's more for the emotional aspect of it. So to just comfort that child and say, that's not the way the world is now.
Right.
You are in charge now. So that's a real fun one. That I've been
working. Right. Yeah. Just that affirming self-talk, but it sounds like also in something that represents you that you're looking at. So it ups, you know, increases the, maybe impact of that versus just simply telling ourselves with in our mind's ear, if you will. I know there's a mind's eye, and I just invented a mind's ear, our own thoughts.
I like that. We're musicians. So
right. Well, that's, that's really important. I think definitely a lot of people struggle with those inner negative thoughts that have been passed on to us. So that's, thank you so much for sharing that technique. Definitely appreciate that. And, you know, obviously, Sally, you are an expert at helping entrepreneurs and executives align their speech and presentation skills with their professional expertise. But how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
This is where I laugh again.
My intention is not make these questions funny, but you see,
they're not funny. It's that I feel woefully ignorant.
All right, do tell again. This is crazy stuff, Sally. So how do you feel ignorant? You're the queen of empowering through communication.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I will take a client any day. I will take a room full of 100 people and I will change them around. But don't ask me to sell a product to them. I can help them sell a product, but
interesting. Isn't this interesting? I love this.
Yeah.
You know, this is revealing. You're being very transparent here because, like I said, and I'm not just kidding, you are an expert at helping others align their, you know, to bring out their expertise through their voice and their communication skills. But this is a little glitch.
It is. And I love what I do so much. Mm-hmm. And I have watched the transformation that my clients have made, and it brings me to tears. I just cheer them on, because it's really been miraculous in many ways. And then I go to talk about that, and I think, well, nobody's going to believe that. It sounds too good, but it is actually what I am able to do with folks.
Right. Well, I would love to provide you with a little insight as to how you can, I mean, are you specifically talking about, you know, that part of the enrollment or the sales conversation where you're asking for the commitment? It's just, you know, sales talk. It's called the close. It's talking.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's kind of what I was gathering you were getting at, you know, because it sounds like you're a great listener, and you've turned this, I think your word was this blob and this instinctive, intuitive nature of your, about yourself into more of a process and a methodology. So here's the deal, Sally. When you're having these conversations with your potential clients, mm-hmm. and you have learned through your questioning during this conversation as to what they really want to be achieving through their voice and communication skills, mm-hmm. and you share with them not only your inner zone of genius, which is enough, by the way, this instinctive, this talent, this innate expertise that you have, but also you've paired it with a methodology or a process or an approach. And then you point the direction back to the potential client, and you just ask very matter-of-factly, because it is matter-of-fact, right? Okay, this is what I understand you want. This is how I can help you get there. You know, like I said, your process and methodology and instinctive innate talents. Would you like to get started? That's it.
And then the next question is, well, how much is this going to cost?
Well, yeah, that's another conversation. But you have talked about that through your, this is my process and methodology, and this is the, mm-hmm. you know, investment level. Would you like to get started?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. That's part of the, you know, the offer. The offer is your, you know, this is how we get you there, and how we get you there is by your investment time and, you know, the resources of time and money. Mm-hmm. And would you like to get started?
Okay. And what if they say, well, I need to talk to my husband first.
Well, that's a different conversation. Now we're talking about overcoming objections. This call is not all about me. This is about you, Sally.
Oh, oops. All right.
So we're going to leave it with that golden nugget of, you know, a critical part of the, you know, just carrying the throughput, if you will, of the enrollment conversation in terms of you understand what it is they want to accomplish. You talk about how you can help them get there, which mm-hmm. includes their, you know, time investment and their financial investment. And then it's simply, would you like to get started? And that's as complex as it gets. Now, there are other things that happen prior to that, which is, you know, I mean, I'm a sales coach. All right. So it has to be more in depth than just an easy, quick fix. But again, for the purposes of our limited time here, we're going to leave it with that golden nugget. And hopefully that will move the needle for you.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's simpler than I've been thinking.
Well, and that's one of the things. It's sometimes we make things more complex and complicated. And a lot of it, like I said, comes prior to that in the conversation. But we want to have that finish strong, be both in our own hearts finishing strong, as well as this simplicity of, here's what you want, here's how I can get you there, and are you ready to get going? That's as difficult as it has to be. But there are certainly a lot of nuances preceding that, which, like I said, that's the breadth and depth of my work. But this conversation is, we're actually going to now, I love this next part because, you know, a lot of our work has been impacted by the pandemic. You know, we've just survived a storm here of 15 months, maybe, I don't know, 14 months of enduring both the stress and the financial and the health impact and all those things. But people in business, you know, entrepreneurs and executives have been still having to be impactful regardless of the fact now we haven't been able to be in front of our audience. We've had to go through other means, you know, Zoom, for instance, or remote. We've got remote workers and, you know, business owners have been trying to convey their messages now possibly in a different way. So I'm curious, can you share a little bit about how that pandemic has impacted the work that you do?
I've had to do a lot of teaching people how to use Zoom. For interviews, for leading a meeting, for what do you do when you have a whole group on the Zoom? What do you do when there's nobody there?
Right. When nobody shows up.
And doing something such as a podcast or leading a webinar where you get no feedback.
Right.
We have each other here, which is lovely, but I have done so many of these and trained folks to do this webinar. You might have a PowerPoint, you have all the things you want to say. Being an actor helps a lot with that, and liking to laugh at my own jokes helps me.
But right.
To help other people to get comfortable with looking into that camera, loving that camera, what does the background look like? How do you present yourself, being square to the camera, shoulders open, and your head up so that you're looking confident as you are looking into that camera? And when you have the barrier of not having that human contact, and being on an electronic device to present yourself, you have to take your vocal authority and bump it up. Your diction has to be much clearer for people to actually understand what you're saying. And you don't want to read a script, because we can all tell when someone is reading a script. You want to have bullet points and know what those bullet points mean so that your voice becomes animated and really gains the authority. This is what I help people do, is to gain that authority in their voice so that as they are speaking, it's not easy to blow it off. It's not easy to say, oh man, this is so boring, I'm going to not do this anymore. So those are challenges that I had to overcome in my early career, and now I'm helping others to do.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense, because it is completely different when you're trying to be a commanding speaker through some sort of streaming device or Zoom or WebEx platform. And it is distracting to be staring right at this little camera instead of people, you know, and smiling faces or.
Yes.
So yeah, it's very necessary work that you've been providing to help leaders, executives, entrepreneurs have that command and communicate their expertise. Can you share a little bit more about how you do work with entrepreneurs and executives who do want to finally have a commanding presence and that voice that's authoritative? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Yes. Well, as I said previously, I use the technique that I developed for singers to train public speaking as well. And it's, how do you use your body as an instrument? And through that, we also have to work on body language, because if your body is the instrument and you're slouching, then the voice, yeah, I'm slouching right now and you can hear the difference in my speech. But mm-hmm. if I straighten up my body, then I have an open, free instrument. Mm-hmm. And grounding that in the muscles that were meant to produce sound. Just what I do is to restore your voice to its natural process. Because over a lifetime, there are all sorts of factors that come down on us that change the way we speak. We all know women who talk like this, and that's not authoritative. That's not going to get people's attention. And men have a tendency to go the other direction and force the voice down into their throat so that, you know, they're a little bit like Santa. And so there is a middle ground as far as those two ends of the voice. And it has to do, again, with restoring, how does this voice work naturally? Mm-hmm. And that is what I restore for people. And we use the foundation of that technique is the power source within you. Mm-hmm. And everybody's got it. And to discover that, in fact, I've worked with children, little children with their power source. And if I ask them if they know there's a place deep inside that's very strong, and they say, oh yeah. Hmm. And they point right to it. They feel exactly where it is. And in some traditions, it's called the Tan Tien. And then I ask children, do you ever use that? No. We've never been given permission.
Wow.
None of us, huh. Or at least the people I know.
Right.
We're never given permission to use that innate power. And to watch someone understand that and begin to own it is the most exciting thing in the world for me.
Right. Oh, wow. That's this is how
people go from this brilliant mind and not being able to explain themselves out of a box to a voice and presentation skills that match this brilliant mind so they can communicate.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's, I love that. It's not so much just learning how to use your diaphragm or air. It sounds like it's tapping into this inner strength as well as using your voice as in your body as, you know, this instrument for more effective communication, but it's much broader than that. Yeah. It sounds like you've really zeroed in on a very complex level of helping people, but your process makes it very simple for them to just access their own power and be able to be that authoritative voice.
That's exactly it. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Okay. Well, you can simply email me, sally@sallymorganvoice.com. You can go to my website, singlikeyouspeak.com/contact, and you can contact me through that. And I am so willing to speak with anyone. We'll have a 20-minute consult for free and see where it is that you want to take your speech and presentation skills.
Okay, great. So that is, so your email is sally@sallymorganvoice.com,
yes.
Correct? Mm-hmm. But your website is singlikeyouspeak.com.
Yes.
Correct. Okay, great.
That's one of them.
Okay.
But if you do singlikeyouspeak.com/contact, mm-hmm. that gives you a contact form.
Right. Okay. But they can experience and learn more about you through that singlikeyouspeak.com website, correct?
Yes. And I also have powerfulvoiceofsuccess.com.
Ah, powerfulvoiceofsuccess.com. Okay, perfect. Well, look in the show notes for those links. I'm telling our listeners to do that, obviously not you. I'll have all of those links in the show notes. And are there any social platforms that they might follow you on as well?
Oh, yes. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Oh, LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. All right. Fantastic. So singlikeyouspeak.com/contact, powerfulvoiceofsuccess.com. Mm-hmm. And it can reach you directly through your email, sally@sallymorganvoice. All right. Fantastic. Well, Sally, you have already shared so much wisdom and insight. But if I could tap on you one last time here during our conversation, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
That's a great question. What I would suggest is to sit quietly with what it is that you want to do and have the courage to sit there and feel your passion bubble up. And it is that passion for what you love to do that makes everything else fall into place.
Mm. Right. Yeah, that's powerful. Just recognizing that passion is really the engine. That's the driver and will help smooth all those speed bumps, mountains and valleys that might come up along the way. So yeah, I love that. Well, thank you for sharing that, Sally. That's very powerful. And I'm sure that it will make quite a difference for lots of our listeners. So, and you know, Sally, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early work. When a friend said, you know, I've got a politician who really could use your expert help so that they can actually speak powerfully. Mm-hmm. And through doing that work, that resonated, and that struck a chord. There we go again, music analogy. That struck a chord, and you recognize that passion within. And now to the impactful work you're doing as a speaker development trainer, helping entrepreneurs and executives achieve expert status, authority, and unshakable confidence through powerful communication skills. I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you, Wendy. It's been great.
Yeah. And for our listeners, again, you can reach Sally Morgan through her email, sally@sallymorganvoice.com. Also, just take a look at her website. So we've got singlikeyouspeak.com and powerfulvoiceofsuccess.com. And take her up on that 20-minute consult. It sounds like there's a lot of value there, and I'm sure she can provide some great insight as to how to become more empowering through voice and presentation. All right. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Sally Morgan. And as always, here's to your success.